Masechet Kelim, Perek Bet, Mishnah Het. We have a rule when it comes to earthenware Heres utensils that they cannot become Tameh unless they could stand on their own without being supported by something else. We mentioned this earlier on in the Perek. Mishnah says, Halapid Tameh, a torch that's made of earthenware, could become Tameh even though it doesn't have the ability to stand up on its own. It's meant to be inserted into a holder and used that way. So therefore, the utensil can't stand on its own. And we would think that, therefore, it is not a keli. But that rule does not apply to utensils that were never intended to stand on their own. It was like an earthenware bowl that was filled with oil and with a cloth to serve as the wick. The bottom of the bowl had a long point attached to it, and it would be inserted into a pole. The torch was then held up high in order to illuminate everything around it, sort of like a street light. So since it was made to be stuck into something else, it still could become tameh because it wasn't made to operate on its own. Ubet shik'o shel ner mitameh ba'avir, a lamp holder, a earthenware stand with an indentation on top in order to hold the lamp, is considered to be a container and therefore could become tameh through the airspace of the opening of where it is. It's a very shallow spot and only the bottom portion of the lamp sits in this spot, but it's still considered to be a container and become tameh. Now we'll talk about something called a sartzur. A sartzur is a type of jug where the mouth was covered with a type of strainer. It prevented things from coming in, dirt, bugs, and it was made in order to keep water clean. But it wasn't a drinking cup, but it was for holding on to a large amount of liquid. In the times of the Mishnah, it was common to decorate the rim with small little things coming out of it, which the Mishnah calls teeth of a comb. So Mishnah says about this, Hamasrek shel sarsur, the comb, the area above the strainer with the teeth of a sartzur, Rabbi Eliezer says it's pure because there are openings in between the teeth that prevent the area from holding liquid. Hachamim say no, it's tameh because it's considered to be part of the inside of the sartzur. So if a sheres enters the airspace of the teeth, the entire sartzur becomes tameh. According to the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, the area cannot hold liquid by itself because of the spaces between the teeth. It's not considered to be a container, and therefore does not become tameh. But Hachamim say, no, it is a container, and this area is part of the sartzur, and is considered to be part of the container of the sartzur. So if tuma enters this area, the entire sartzur becomes tameh.